sunset has started to creep into the earlier hours in the evening, and the air has started to take on that feel of fall, and that means your lawn is about ready to take a long nap.
The start of October has the Utah Division of Water Resources urging people to stop watering their yards to conserve. Weber Basin Water Conservancy Management Director Tage Flint is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Tage, what do people need to be doing at this time of year to prevent wasting water?
Well, particularly in Davis and Weber counties, we're ready to shut off our secondary pressurized irrigation systems, which means that water for the outdoor landscapes is about to end at the end of this week. And so we're hopeful that they can get one more good watering in for this week, and then let that yard go ahead and start going into dormancy for the winter.
So, Tage, we're going to have a little bit of a cold front and some rain probably the end of the week, but then it's back into the 70s. Why should people stop watering now?
Well, as you just mentioned, the days are getting shorter, and lawns and a lot of the other plants in our yards are really ready to start going into dormancy, and it really doesn't hurt them to do so. And this becomes just a water usage issue for us. We know that the vast majority of our water in our urban centers are being applied to the outdoor landscapes, and this is a good way to start saving water early in the year.
How did we do this year? What do our water supplies look like going into winter?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because our citizens ought to be congratulated for really adhering to a lot of our advice this year on water usage. We've seen across the board reductions in use to around 18-19% in our area compared to that we were using around the year 2000. And so we know that our citizens are trying harder and applying less water, and I'll bet you that most of the landscapes don't know the difference.
So we're looking for a great winter, average winter, or what do you think to maintain water supplies?
We're hopeful that we're going to get at least a normal snowpack. You have to remember our northern Utah reservoirs right now are 40% or less of capacity, and so we're hopeful that we're going to get some snow. Looks like the El Nino pattern is going to give a wetter pattern down south. Question is northern Utah going to be included in that? And that's yet to be seen.